WUKY is commemorating African American History Month, and we've been doing that all month long with Yvonne Giles from the Isaac Scott Hathaway African American History Museum in the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center. It's on Georgetown Street. And Yvonne, let's talk a little bit about education and invention.
It's very interesting. Every February, you see this list about inventive African Americans, men are, who have invented things that are have made our lives easier. But the thing that they don't always focus on are the women who also were inventors. You know, women had to work and they had to deal with implements and things that didn't quite work well, and they improved them. And I'm finding there was one year when there was a lot of comment about African Americans did not invent some of these things. Well, I got online just to see what was going on and found a website, Black Inventors, and they actually gave details about the inventions, listed the patent numbers, as well as any drawings or sketches. And what I found was that African Americans, if they didn't outright invent it, the item or the technique, they actually improved it. Among that list, I made a list from early inventions as early as 1821, believe it or not, that was an actual patent dry cleaning process, all the way up to 1989. The item that was listed in 1989 was the Super Soaker Wash Water Toy. Those remember that?
Those giant, big squirt guns?
Yes, yes. African-American.
Like an Uzi?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Lonnie Johnson invented and patented that. So he made a lot of money with the Super Soaker.
Did he ever? Or let's hope he did.
Let's hope he did. Yes, let's hope he did. But among the list of inventive African-Americans from 1821 to 1989 were women. Ellen Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, in 1880, invented the clothes wringer. And for those who've never had to wash clothes by hand and then wring them out, you may not understand how important this was, but the old wringer washer, some of those listeners in my age group will remember that. But you ran the clothes through like a double roller so that it pressed all of the water out. As early as 1880, in 1885, Sarah Good invented a folding cabinet bed for apartments. This is a cabinet, a bed that you could fold up and put up out of the way when you had very small space to live in. It's like an efficiency apartment with no room. So you didn't leave the bed, leave it out on the floor. Sarah Boone improved the ironing board. Ironing boards were not what they are today. It was a board that was stretched across a couple of chairs that you did the ironing. And that was backbreaking work. Lyda Newman invented the synthetic Bristol hairbrush in 1898. So all these things were done well before the 1900s. 1905, and everybody will recognize this lady, Madam C.J. Walker. She invented hair care products for African Americans. And that had far-stretching implications in the management of women's beauty, because it's important. Our hair has to look good. We don't feel good if our hair doesn't look good, so it's important. Marjorie Joyner, while she was working for Madam C.J. Walker, invented a permanent wave machine for hair. Now, I've seen a photo of this, and I thought, I'm not so sure I'd be sitting under that to get my hair permanently waved.
A crazy contraption.
Oh, it was. It was out of space kind of looking thing, but it's interesting. But she did invent that in 1928. 1969, Marie V. Britton Brown invented a home security system. You wouldn't have thought a woman would have done this, but she did, and she patented it. And then in 1985, the more recent that I found was Dr. Patricia Bath invented laser eye surgery. She perfected the technique. So these are the women who are on this list of inventive African Americans, but they stretched the gamut from 1821 to 1989. And several of them were Kentuckians. So everybody knows about Garrett Morgan, who invented the stationary traffic light, born in Paris, Kentucky, and he did that in 1923. And he also invented the, the gas mask. that became the prototype of the gas mask that were used during World War II to keep soldiers safe, and has been used in the fire prevention industry and other people who have respiratory needs for underground work. So we have a long list. African Americans have a long list of involvement in science and industry that most people don't acknowledge as often as they need to.
I think one person that comes to mind, and it's a shame that only one, is George Washington Carver.
Yes. And it's interesting that the only improvement that Mr. Carver patented was the one for processing paint and stains. That was the only patent that he ever applied for out of all of the scientific work that he had done. It's amazing. I don't know why he chose not to patent some other things, but that was it.
And there are displays that you have in the Isaac Scott Hathaway African American History Museum that detail the inventiveness, especially of our African American women, and people can go and learn more about these.
Right, we do have some implements: the straightening comb, the curler. There's a whole showcase of items that would have been used in the household for grooming, clothing, care of your family. And it's interesting when we ask, especially children, how would you wash your clothes? And they look at me and say, washing machine, and I point to the washboard and the lye soap and the sad iron, and they kind of look up at me and say, are you kidding me?
I'm not going to do that.
They don't really want to believe me, but these were implements that were used by African Americans. Many of them were improved by African Americans. We even talk about if you wanted a biscuit with butter on it, how do you do that? And we have the implements in our showcase that actually were used to, they're all authentic, that were used to produce and clothe and entertain your families.
And Yvonne, when is the museum open?
During the month of February, we will be open from Wednesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and other hours by appointment. But Black History Month is a very important month for everybody, and they tend to seek out information about African Americans. So we have extended our hours.
And again, it's in the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center. That's on Georgetown Street. And it's actually the building that for a long, long time was the Colored Orphan Home.
Yes. There is a sign out front that says the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center. And in front of that is a Kentucky Historical Highway marker that gives the information about the Colored Orphan Home. We will be putting up signs that just say museum. So when you come up or down Georgetown Street, you will be able to locate where we are. Most people know where the building is, but we have had some people tell us they passed the building, realized they'd have to turn around and come back. But, we will be putting up signs so you'll know where to find us.
Yvonne Giles, thanks for helping us out here as we commemorate African American History Month. I want to thank you for your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you.